from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
End of the week on the Marty Sheargold Show. End of a short week for us in our part of the world.
Yes, yeah. It was too.
Thank you, Labor Day.
And gee,
hard labor.
Short weeks, I don't know, they just blow your timing out, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I had no idea what day it was at any point.
Neither did I. It sneaks up on you, but I'm happy to be snuck up on.
I love
me too.
I snuck up on you in the car park this morning, Marty.
I was scared the hell out of me.
How did you?
She was hiding behind a concrete pillar.
Oh, you were hiding?
Yeah, I left my pass and I said to Loz, can you come down and get me from the lift? And then I was just strolling around to the lift because Lauren's never been anywhere on time in her life.
No.
This is the one time she got down there.
Early. And I could hear his car door shut and I was like,
I got this guy.
It was a deliberate
scare. I went,
hiding behind a concrete pillar scare.
And he threw both of his arms.
And I went like this.
He did a little cha-cha kick.
Do an audio fright. You do react that way.
Well, if you get me like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unnaturally frightening.
Nothing like what Matt, how he frightens.
No.
Matthew frightens like a 75-year-old woman who's fallen down the stairs. I don't miss
I'm looking forward to seeing him on Monday.
He's back in the country.
Now?
Yeah, because I looked up for my friends yesterday and he was in Fairfield.
He came back on Thursday.
Geez, short Singapore trip.
You can never find my friends with me.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't.
I forget that I'm on hers. Because on Sunday we were hanging out and then she was like, how was Sunday? When did you get home? And I was like, oh, I don't know. It was like one. I said, like, no, you were before me. I saw you on Sunday.
It's just giving me the rundown.
I absolutely hate that.
Steph wanted to go out and meet you and I was like, let me check if they're still there. No, they're at home.
Yeah, but what if you don't want to for some reason?
You want to go home.
You turn it off.
Okay. Who turns it off? You or them?
Will can.
But then you will get a notification that Will's turned his Find My Friends off. I'm sure that happens because I've done that with my partner before.
Mm. Oh, why?
Well, when we're away traveling,
you don't want to get lost.
If you get lost.
Yeah.
And you get the other person gets a notification to say stop sharing my location or whatever it is anymore.
I don't think so.
Really?
Because I've got a few that don't do it with anymore. Like if you get a new phone and things like that, it kind of just switches.
For some reason, Tim Watson had his on Billy Brownless's phone. Billy Brownless could see what Tim Watson was doing at each time.
Neither of them knew
how it happened.
I've got so many people on mine.
Tim was unhappy about it.
I'm sure he was.
Wispy?
Yeah.
He would have just accidentally shared.
Yeah.
Look at them all. I can see they're like little ants on my phone on my friend's.
Oh, there we go. See, all across.
I don't like that at all.
Is one of them out at Narre Warren watching Nolsey?
No, I don't have Leon.
I like the privacy.
Mm.
What do you got?
Heaps. James Budgie, our photoshopper, has sent through, because you said that Nick needs to get a haircut.
Our Greek friend. That's unfair.
Greek Italian.
He's got a lot of hair.
Yeah. A young Greek mate.
Yep.
Doing an excellent job, by the way.
Yes, Nick is doing a very good job. But this is some
suggestion. Because he's been given room to breathe now that Matthew's not following him around, making him feel nervous all day.
I've accidentally sent that to the family WhatsApp.
Now
they're going to think you sent a nude.
Yeah, Will has now deleted this message.
Oh, there's going to be like, what did you do? What's he done?
Here are some suggestions of haircuts that Nick could get. So what do we think?
Always short.
Is that Nick?
That's Nick.
Side fringe doesn't look good.
Okay, let's have a look here.
What do we think? Because Nick currently has push back bottom right.
Yeah, like there. Push back long, top left.
But it kind of goes to the side like a bit of a Johnny Bravo. Like a quiff. Yeah, it's like this but curly.
I'd actually like to see him with a queef haircut.
There you go. There's your homework.
Ask for a queef.
I think you'd be happy with that, actually.
Ask for a queef.
The hairdresser stand behind him queefing. Sorry, madam. I meant quiff.
Sorry, I misspoke.
But what you've done is outstanding.
And please stick around.
Take this goddamn blanket off me.
Keep doing
it. The quiff was 45 and the queef was 7.
130
plus GST.
That is so funny. Oh, what a great little exercise.
Forward that to Nick and he can make a choice for himself on what hairstyle he's
like. I think long fringe down.
Or side parted.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a side part.
Lockie's got
quite curly hair. And last night it was just kind of like flopped out to the side like that. And I was like, you should wear your hair like that more. And he was like, absolutely not. I look like a child. In fairness, he did, because he's got a baby face.
But he looks like a child at the best of times.
But he looked, it just looked so cute.
Cute. You were wondering what it would be like if George Pell was in a cray. She said something.
Yeah, no. I just, I was wondering what sort of history you'd had with and, younger kids.
And James sent through this. This is you as Father Marty in a cray.
So, have you got hair there? What is that? Oh, it's his hat.
It's his hat.
Do they wear hats?
Yeah, like a
They wear
The little red one.
The red ones. But they do wear hats. I forget what they're called.
I thought only like the Pope. Oh no, the like
Pontiff.
The bishops wear
the bishops
them.
Wear hats. Yeah.
Parish priests don't wear hats.
I've got to find the photo. I'm pretty sure it's a photo of me and George Pell as a child. I have to find that photo.
Well, you're sitting on his lap.
No, he's shaking my hand at my confirmation or my communion, whatever.
Right.
Is it in the Ballarat or Bendigo area?
No, it's in Greensboro.
There's Noni with glasses.
Noni with glasses.
Honestly, Marty, you should have seen him. He was looking at me like that.
That's cute.
Can you see me, buddy?
I really genuinely think he needs glasses.
This is, of course, Lauren's Italian Greyhound.
Yes, which we should reset every now and then.
Who we are not sure if he needs glasses because sometimes he's not reacting on sight.
No, until I sort of maybe say something or he smells.
But you could take him to the vet and get that easily tested.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine. He's not walking.
Next time you're there, get him to have a little.
He's going
to
get his teeth cleaned over the break, I think.
Well, get him to have a little look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Shane, first time message. Good on you, Shane. He has sent through Mirage Golf Club, Port Douglas, 3 weeks ago, 18th hole.
It's exactly where I played.
I have to show you the video of him, of when we saw
him. Is this the one that's the resident there?
Yeah.
You're talking about, Loz?
I reckon the one that we've got a photo of was bigger than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lino's got the photo.
I think you've shown me that one.
It's massive thing.
Giant.
Hang on. How intimidating.
How far away
are you? It was from here to our office.
Wow, that's far too close.
Because they can do about 50k an hour.
Running.
In short, short bursts.
50k?
All I had to do was outrun Loves. And Damien Fleming.
Did you have a cart?
Yeah, we had carts, mate. When I went to play down at St Andrews with Pangy, I'm like, we're getting a cart? And he looked at me as if I'd just slapped his mother in the
face.
Really?
Oh. Well, he wants to walk.
Oh, absolutely. They're all walkers.
Yeah.
There's a whole clique of them down
there. Andy Lee.
The suggestion of a cart is like somehow you're not playing golf anymore.
Right, so it's like sacrilegious. Yeah.
Do they drag around their own little buggies?
Yeah, they have their own little club
thing. You need a little cart.
Yeah. But you're also doing a bit of exercise with the walking too. You could probably walk 10K.
Yeah, most golf courses play at about 6.5, 7K.
Yeah. Yeah,
and if you're going like that,
you can't
absolutely.
You can't carry your bag though. I've done that for 9 holes a few times.
There's a bloke down there that I've known for years, an old mate of Mick's who carries his clubs in one of those harness things.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
like a baby. Beyond.
But he doesn't take a lot of clubs. He knows his game really well. He doesn't have 15 clubs in his bag.
Yeah,
he knows he's only going to use 4.
Oh, here you go. I just found the maximum running speed for the croc, if you're interested. 29 to 32 kilometres per hour for short bursts of up to 100 metres.
Right. Well,
jeez, that's...
We said that Usain Bolt was running at about 40k an hour at his top speed.
Yeah.
So unless you Usain Bolt over 100 metres, you're in trouble.
You are.
Big trouble.
Usain will get away.
Usain will get away. I'll beat Leams over 100.
You just got to beat that's what it comes down to.
Because from here to the office, Marty, is only about 20 metres.
Oh, you would have been honest.
In a,
I mean, now that I think about it, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the photo. How did I find the photo?
This is your guy.
I'll put location in. Put Port Douglas in your search, in your photos.
Photos. Then what do I hit?
It's been sent all a few photos? Times. It might not.
Limo's getting death rolled, are you or Flem going back?
No.
Poking it in the eye?
No.
I've
got kids, mate.
This is the size of your croc?
Here he is.
Oh, you found him.
Found him?
Yeah, look at the size of him. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh,
that's like the one that's in captivity.
That's like 4 or 5 metres.
That is huge.
Monster. How can they just let him be around?
And so we're on the tee. And he's up on the little hill.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why? That's,
wow.
Now that I think about it, there's one of him better in the light.
Oh, my God.
I told you he was a monster.
He's huge.
Yeah.
I'll forward that to you. Where's the Greek?
Greek?
Where's he gone?
Where's the Greek?
Greek Christian?
Where's Chriso?
Hello?
Oh, Greek.
Chriso's gone. He might have gone to the shops.
He actually probably did. Yeah.
Do I have Christian's phone number in my phone?
Send it to Tegan.
Give it to you.
I'll send it to the WhatsApp.
In the WhatsApp.
Yeah, put it in Teamster.
That's amazing.
From Oscar.
There's no way they can track my phone or anything through sending that photo.
Who?
Anyone in the world.
No, you have to share.
You have to share your location.
I had a full conversation with someone about the cloud the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Still a no from me.
Yeah. Isn't it out in like hard drives in the Nevada desert?
There's the three of us.
Marty's photo album.
Send that through too.
Oh, that is good.
You should send that through. Put that one up too.
Who's on the left?
Marty verse.
Leams.
That's Leams.
Yeah.
Got some.
Geez, Flem.
He's in Cairns.
Flem can hit a ball. I tell you what.
Cricketers.
Mate, the hand eye of elite athletes is so intimidating.
Yeah.
And they get the little thing out and they go, 136.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, one of those things. Pull the club and they hit at 136. It's like, cool.
Wow. Nice, man.
I'm just going to go over there for a while.
Don't have you so up. I'm in the car park.
I'm going to go to the tea tree and have a piss and see if I can find my ball. Anyone want a sandwich?
Oscar says, hey, Swinging Billy, after seeing the Rim Jobs van, I thought might enjoy this business van that parked on my street. It's the Touch Up Express.
Oh, nice.
Creepy.
It sure does.
What do they do? Paint touch up?
Oh, probably like little stone chips on the bonnet, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Touch ups.
Oh, yeah.
I've had someone do that for me before.
Matt had that. Remember, he had that on his brand new car. He got a stone went through it, and because it's a special windscreen or something, he couldn't get it just fixed.
Oh, I had to put a new windscreen in.
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's good to see Craig McLaughlin's back on his feet.
And Express.
Does it fast.
This is a really good lookalike.
Okay.
This is DJ Nick Spinelli, sent through from Ma, who says, does this look like Matt? And so I hope Matt sees this. God. Look how I, like, there are a couple of moments where I'm like, geez, that looks like Matt.
And also Elon Musk.
Except he's got
and the
rhythm,
guy from Andex.
And Matthew doesn't.
Matthew has rhythm.
Oh, well, when he walked in and went, hey.
Oh, my God. And then he did it again to Gunther.
With Gunther, the Formula One guy.
He was so panicked, he didn't know what to say. Hey, Gunther.
No, Matthew.
Oh, that's right. It was at the Formula One.
Yeah.
Oh, and Gunther walked past.
Sad, sad woman, Matthew.
He's not.
Look at DJ Nick Spinelli. I think
that
it's exceptional.
That does look like Matthew.
I've opened the link and this is what happens. Oh, Patricia. Not the link. I don't know why that happened.
I don't know what you're doing.
No.
Yes, I told you before how your your red light ticket has been sent back to Vic. So if anyone from the Vic Fines Department,
I don't know what's happening.
You'll have to call them and say, mate.
I'm not calling.
Okay.
Liam, hello, big cheating 9-inch. But does not yearbook follow the rule first to two best of three? If so, did you steal the win from Loz, who was the only point holder by question three?
Yeah, I know. We're not always playing best of three.
Despite what we say. Yeah.
Yeah, we had seven questions yesterday.
Yeah, we had seven questions.
Okay.
You should only have three questions.
Correct. But the first two, I don't think we had a response. Is that right?
Oh, I got the first point, I think.
You got the first. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
I think to the letter of the law, I think I would have won it.
But tough titties
comes into enforce.
Yeah, tough titties. And look, we can be brutal and we can say that you can only have three questions.
Yeah. Mm. We could do that.
Because we're not making a podcast.
No.
Right now we are.
Right now we are. Generally, we're making radio.
Yeah. Yep.
Always worth it. Did you push Scott Pendlebury today?
Not Scott, because he wasn't on.
Oh, right.
Max Gorn, I did, though.
Jeez, lucky.
Private Jack.
Did you mention Max Gorn today?
A couple of times. Yeah. Max is bringing us a gift in today's
We love
full
Matt.
Show
yeah,
too.
He is.
Thank you.
Gary.
Shorts fit. He said that Lululemon have different sizes to regular sizes.
Oh, Lululemon.
In what way, I wonder?
That's going to be bad for me.
Because I said, yeah, I don't know.
I only know regular sizes.
Yeah, me too.
If you start mucking around in Ted Baker, you know when you pick up a pair of Ted Baker shorts and it goes four.
Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah.
What is four? According to Ted.
I reckon they do like American sizes because I said to him I'm a size 10 thereabouts and he said, well, they said to me, well, is she a size 10 Lululemon or a size regular 10? And then they gave me a size 6.
So
I think it's like American sizes.
I find it confusing because suits and like pants for me, they're 34, but jeans are 32.
You couldn't be a 34 waist.
In suit pants, I am.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange. But jeans, I'm 32.
Well, you're a tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a waist issue
for
you.
They don't give.
You're what we would say in the old days, big boned.
Yeah. You'll end up looking like a Lululemon.
If you end up banging weight on, you're going to look enormous.
No, totally. I know that. That's why I like to keep things under control.
I know you do. Yeah, that's why I was surprised to hear you're a 34.
Yeah. In my suit pants.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a 32, if not. I mean, there's no such thing as a 30, is there?
Yeah, there is, but I've never been a 30.
And
really?
I'd start getting things under control too, because I've seen you with the chocolates this week.
Wash your mouth out.
I've had a lot of chocolate this week. Does that?
I know.
I was defending you.
He's the first.
I had plenty of opportunities.
I could have
commented all
this
through the Lululemon stuff when you said size 6. I could have said what I was thinking. I didn't do any of it.
You wouldn't. Dare.
You scared him this morning. That's the reason I think he's turned on you.
He's turned on me 2 weeks ago, as soon as we knew Matt was leaving.
Lozzie, you and I both had 2 Tim Tams each yesterday. So I've just had just as much chocolate.
I had Tim Dan, and he was lovely. I ate him all up.
Tim or Dan?
Tim and Dan.
So the number, is that waist?
Yeah.
Waist.
Inches.
It's actually inches.
34 inches.
Of the waist. Like it's,
So it should just be a fixed number. It shouldn't just be some sort of random size.
I wonder why women's don't, like women's, it's never like that for women.
Shorts here.
Nice. You should put them on.
Suit pants you actually wear a little bit higher. So maybe where your hip bone is.
That's true.
I think is the difference for me.
Yep.
And jeans are a little bit
lower. Well, these are a large, but I've got, you know, they look
all right on you.
They look like they'll fit.
Do put they have them a drawstring? On, Marty.
Yeah, they've got a drawstring.
Yeah, they're good. Be
got your gym shorts on at the moment. Yeah. Oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Perfect.
Oh, they look good.
But I would never wear a large. I wouldn't buy a large.
Can you do a little catwalk for me? I want
to
see.
I need to go down. I would get the next size up before I would get these.
Oh,
as in you
get
it,
Marty.
Excellent.
I'd get an XL.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Really?
Are they comfy?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
No,
they're strange fabric.
I love the fabric.
I love the feel of those t-shirts too. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm not a pockets on the front of your pants.
Oh, really?
Guy.
Oh.
It'll come in handy if you phone.
What's happening over here, William?
Yeah, you got another pocket there.
Jesus Christ. What am I putting in there? A whole trout?
All your lures?
All my lures. I'll put some yamon on this side and a trout on the other.
You're all set.
Some soft cheese in my back pocket.
Gary says, got right up close to Daddy's rear end today on my way home listening to the pod. Not sure if you can see on the photo. Okay. He's listening. It's proof of podcast. And he's driving behind Papi.
Papi! Pap number three.
Pap three. Right, Pappenhausen the third.
Oh.
Wow. Pappenhausen.
What a find.
Pappy's on
Storm playing this weekend.
Storm.
Pappy's on Howie Games this week.
Yes, correct.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jeez, that'll be a good chat.
Yeah. Very good.
Of course, the Storm winning against
that'll
Penrith
be really
last week.
Worth listening to. I'm interested in the Pappenhausen story.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in that kneecap that was fractured in 9 places.
The patella.
And 12 month injury comes back, pops the ankle, remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it was heartbreak. They're at Amy tomorrow night, Saturday night against the Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Good game.
Nice. Okay, from Simza. He couldn't believe that we didn't know Clint Steindl of the Tassie Jack Jumpers because he had one of the great signings of all time.
When
he was welcomed to the club on Instagram, and they've used an unfortunate font to spell out Clint.
Oh, I think we covered this.
That is an awful font.
The name Clint is going to be struggling in
Always.
Any capitals.
Yeah, but that font, that does not help Clint.
You've got to lowercase it.
It doesn't.
Yeah. You've got to capital C it and then go full lowercase.
Lowercase the rest. Even if everyone else is capital.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to break the mold because you've got a Clint on your team.
Yeah. There's a Clint that always calls and I see it and I gasp. It's
200 centimetres, 92 kilos. You're a big boy.
Big boy.
Big boy.
He's a big Clint.
Down to big boy.
That height of 200 centimetres for me with that font looks like Gooch.
It does too.
So you've got Clint and Gooch.
It does look like Gooch. You're right.
That's the worst font in the world.
I can't not see Gooch.
What is that called?
God, I don't know. Jack Jumpers, if you're listening, change your font.
Yeah, change your font.
Yeah. Dave sent this through. He says he was going shopping, found something for just about everyone here. A bit of Jammy Dodgers.
The Jammy Dodgers.
The Caramel Log.
The Caramel Log.
Matthew was that.
And Almighty's favourite, Horlicks.
Horlicks. And then she goes home.
She knows her role.
She knows her role. She done her role.
Oh.
Bless her.
God bless her.
God, what a funny place.
Jammy Dodgers and a caramel log.
Caramel log.
Oh,
the English are disgusting.
English.
TP.
Poor Matt, he's got three of them in his house.
Oh,
still?
Three too many.
Molly sent through that Meldrum? Stunning Copenhagen International pub yesterday.
Molly, I know Molly. Molly. Not Molly Paul.
Molly Paul.
Yes. Yep.
Molly Paul. Oh, well done.
She lives in Copenhagen.
Yes,
I thought
does.
She was just Airbnb-ing it. This is her home. Look at this house she's in.
Oh, my God. That is stunning.
She says you have to team trip.
That's like the house from Jumanji.
Look at the staircase.
I like how the bookshelf doesn't go to the floor.
So do I.
So do I. I think
I've got a floating
chair.
Bookshelf at home. They're very, they're lovely.
That looks
When that I put books in my shelf.
Beautifully styled. Flight.
That staircase is stunning.
Beautifully styled.
We talked to each other about martinis.
Oh, yeah, she sends through martini emojis.
And those doors are lovely, too.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful
I love that
home.
Chair a lot.
And the roof, it's good 10-foot ceiling.
And also the is it limestone washed floorboards?
Yeah. Good birth.
Yeah, the ceiling. Oh, my God, so beautiful.
Tom Mellican, the Pelican.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. He has sent through proof of pod plus proof of Tim Franklin.
Oh on another no way.
I'm loving people seeing Tim Franklin. Oh, my God.
And he's in a big rig, too. Big Kenworth.
Oh, wow. 30 kilometres east of Cocklebiddy.
Gave him a fair amount of room, there. That was respectful.
I stayed in Cocklebiddy. There's eight people who live there.
Eight.
Eight.
Oh, is that where you stayed at the motel?
The motel, yeah.
With the shower screen.
Yeah,
the,
that's right.
Shower
hideous curtains. Thing flapping around my legs.
Foul. Sticking to you. Oh, God,
Marty, have you watched Last Stop Laramie yet? Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh,
fascinating.
My God. That
what an awful
corpse.
Little town.
Yeah, horrendous. Well, at least he's back going again because of the floods he was impacted early this week.
And I have an update from Tim.
Isn't that wonderful? You're in the big rig. You've got, what is that? Is that a giant phone or is that a tablet? What is that?
Probably his smart screen. He's had
Pioneer. It must be a sound system from inside the car.
Like a Kenworth.
Do you want a Timmy update?
Yes
please.
Hey, legends. What a ride the last 72 hours have been. First of all, we are safe and sound and on the move. Mm. The weather has been absolutely bonkers. They have had double the annual rainfall in 4 days. The most rain in 136 years.
What?
Wow. Oh, and then another 1,000 kilometres east, and Adelaide's just had a 46-day dry spell. God, this country's
Isn't
amazing.
It bizarre.
Well, Tim said the same place 2 weeks ago was closed because of bushfires.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We got stuck at Kaiguna Roadhouse for 36 hours.
Oh, good. He would have loved it. He could have had a steak and chips.
Yeah.
Someone rub his feet.
Recuperation.
I wonder if having a break like that actually works against you.
Yeah,
when
probably. When you're in a rhythm. When
you get to start to feel your pain, too. Yeah.
Bizarre experience, but sat around talking to everyone, hearing stories or their travels from where they are from. Got stuck and only for 1 day, but banked 56 Ks today trying to make it up. My phone went down for a few days ago, so I'm not linked with my watch and Strava anymore. Hopefully that will be fixed soon.
Oh, no.
Weather has settled now, and it is time to punch on to Melbourne and catch up with you fine folks.
Yeah, great. Can't wait to see him.
God, it's going to be excellent.
Ask Tim what he wants when he gets to the studio.
You'll hear this.
What do you need, Tim? Yep. We'll have anything here waiting for
Whatever you need, you just tell us.
You can have a bagel, you can have a beer. Yeah. Anything in between.
Some of those gels. Like a nice energy gel.
Yeah.
Oh, he's had enough of those.
Oh, yeah. He needs what he wants from Melbourne. Like whether that's like Hector's Deli, you know what I mean?
Could be a long black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a flat white.
Could be a piccolo.
Why would you want to play piccolo?
Like a flute.
Yeah.
Give him a flute.
Give him the brass section. He might want to be rimmed.
I don't think so.
Your wish is our command.
We'll call rim jobs, 1-800-RIM-JOB.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And maybe just some marlin to finish because we've had so many requests.
Okay,
guys, I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down. I don't want to be that guy, but you're getting a bit boisterous.
Guys, please, you're making me nervous.
okay, well, we've got Tim Franklin coming in today, so I'm going to have to ask everyone to make a bit of a line so he can get through. I don't want anyone to get in his way. If you could just make sure that you've got no bags on the ground. And no bags on the ground, guys.
Hey, he's getting really angry.
That's the angriest we've ever heard.
Whoa, Marlon.
You guys say, I don't have to put you in a chokehold, but I will. Yeah. I will actually shut your windpipe and you will pass out.
If you test me, I'm going to have to...
Don't paint me into a corner, guys.
You know, I don't want to put you in a chokehold, but I'm going to have to put you in a chokehold if you don't shut up, huh?
Put a shirt chokehold in because we've got to get into a full show dump.
This is an indigenous Marlon. Wow.
No, that was my Marlon.
What happened to the dingo?
A rare accent.
A rare accent we cracked from him. Troy Ellis.
We finally cracked him.
He's kicked into Marlon.
I thought we'd never hear it.
Anyway, here it is, bro.
That was pretty good.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We made it through from Monday, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's the Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold Show. Let's all take our shirts off and get ready for the weekend. It's the Marty Sheargold Show.
Sure is. It's Friday morning.
Friday morning.
How are you?
Never better.
4 day week.
A lot of cars on the road this morning.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did my little late arrival today.
Yeah.
Oh, just big difference. So. It is. It does
big
make a big difference.
Yeah. Lot of cars on the M1.
Maybe a lot of people getting in early so they can make a quick
hasty,
getaway.
Hasty
early
retreat.
Getaway. Yeah.
What time are you trying to knock off on a Friday?
Oh, I reckon early arvo.
2 o'clock.
Two was the number I saw in my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty much after 2 o'clock.
I don't reckon anyone's here at 3.
No one's here at 8. No one's here at 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's true.
No one's here.
Sorry.
2 feels right.
It does.
Yeah. And that's having had lunch at 12.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming back in at 1:30 to start your farewell.
Yeah. You don't even come back.
If you've already had a lamb shank and a mashed potato down at
a lamb shank and a Guinness. Yeah.
And you've started at 6 if the roads are busy. People are at work already.
No.
Yeah.
You've been sneaking a couple of drinks through the day from your hip flask because you're a functioning alcoholic.
One of those days.
Mate, it's one of those days. Hook in.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them. Meet you on the balcony. Big show today.
Big show.
One of the biggest.
Boy. Max Gorn is going to be with us after 8.
Yes.
And Mick Molloy.
As well. He's going to be here after 7 o'clock.
Top six.
It's your fault. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
This is an awful story.
Yeah.
An Australian woman has died alongside one other after a landslide swept away their Bali villa. Oh, no.
What?
She was 47. She was a permanent resident of the US, while the male victim's nationality and identity remain unknown.
Oh, what an awful story.
Were they asleep? Was it one of those ones?
So.
Remember Stuart Diver all those years ago? And his,
oh, that's right.
And his newly wed wife? Is that even a thing?
She passed
away right next to
him.
Oh, God.
Dreadful story.
Coming in at 2, debate is raging about a new curriculum guide for all Australian schools which tells teachers to avoid encouraging students to become healthier in classes about healthy food and wellbeing. What's this about?
Language around
good and bad foods. It's just,
isn't that a good message?
It's all about balanced nutrition. And not saying this will make you fat, that sort of stuff. It's about, you know.
I don't mind telling someone if they're eating bad food that they're going to be fat.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to avoid, like, you know, things like calorie counting and stuff in kids. Like, it's, which I think
fair
is
enough.
Very important.
I agree with that.
That's very important.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think you can still say to a kid, if you eat a lot of hamburgers, you're going to end up fat. Because maybe kids need to know.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any of that help at home.
Mm.
Then you end up with little chubbers wandering around.
But it's not an appearance thing, you know. What's that doing to their heart and things like that too?
No, it's about health.
Full appearance. I can't get into fat kids. Coming in at 3.
What?
Little chubbers.
A-League player Josh Cavallo got engaged to his partner on the pitch.
Yes.
At the club's Hindmarsh Stadium home. What teams do you play for?
Adelaide.
Cavallo came out as the world's only top flight openly gay male professional footballer. That was all the way back in October 2021.
Yeah,
this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he's become a vocal advocate for LGBTQI plus rights.
Okay. Good on you, Josh.
Good on him.
Congratulations.
Out in the middle of the pitch. Is his partner a sports person?
I don't believe so, but he's a very good advocate.
Is he still the only openly?
I feel like there may have been another one since.
There was a dude in America. Was it a...
Sparky?
Colton? It was a Gridiron guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was... Colton? Carl... No, there was another guy, Naz, I've forgotten his name, but he played for Las Vegas.
Not Nazim Hussain.
No.
No.
And we've seen Humphreys, the NBL player in Australia, the basketballer.
And he retired.
No, he's still playing.
Yep. Oh, good on him. Number four, a light drizzle has finally broken Adelaide's 46-day dry spell.
No.
That's unbelievable. I didn't even know it was happening.
No.
46 days of no rain.
Well, it is on the edge of the desert.
And you know how much they got? 0.4 of a mil.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine the grass, the lawn over there at the moment?
Oh, my God.
You'd be all dead.
Ah. Well, you couldn't water either, I'd imagine. They're dams.
Oh, your water restrictions.
Oh, they'd have to be, wouldn't they? Adelaide water restrictions after 46 days of no rain.
Yeah.
Still be a couple of blokes out there hosing down the driveway. Haven't quite... You sort of got their head around the idea of the leaf blower. coming in at five, while TikTok could soon be banned in the US as data collection concerns grow, Australia has no plans to follow its footsteps, with the PM saying, we'll take advice, but we have no plans.
Okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
Fair enough.
We'll take advice, but we have no plans.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
I'm on TikTok.
How would you feel if TikTok was banned, Loza?
I mean, I don't make a living from TikTok.
Yeah, but some people
but
do.
But some people do, and that's their choice. But I think, you know, I'd miss it, but it's probably going to be better for me to not have it in my life.
Yeah.
Is it a scrolling one as well, like Insta?
Yeah.
I can't have that.
They started that.
Remember when I started watching 13-year-old girls shuffling with their friends?
On Insta?
Every day I'm shuffling. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Although I learn a lot of good things from TikTok, like recipes.
Oh, yes.
Stuff like that.
The air fryer stuff you learned from TikTok.
And I have pulled back. Except when we're on holidays. Gosh, my screen time goes up like 13 hours a day.
Doom scrolling, they call it.
It's just, then I was watching guys, you know, choreographing their dances.
Yeah. That's good fun, though.
Ooh, 15 seconds.
Do you want to film one today?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do one.
We should.
Coming in at six, North Korea has banned keeping dogs as pets unless you plan to eat and skin them.
What?
Is this a stitch up?
No.
What?
No.
Top six at six.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March the 15th today, Marty.
Number one song in Australia, 1987.
Gloria. Laura Branigan. Gloria. Oh, mate.
No, this was in the wheelhouse.
We should add this.
I wouldn't be surprised if we played this.
Well, I'm not sure this has slipped through on an awesome 80s
Friday. It's a Matty T question.
Yeah. You know where they do play this? The lame duck.
They do too.
Ah, the lame duck.
Yeah.
Corner of Gertrude and Smith.
Yeah. My God.
Big hair for Laura.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Brilliant hair. Yeah. Just like my sister's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I'd be looking at my sister leave the house. You didn't even know in those days. You're like, hair looks good.
Yeah. Just thinking it was like, whatever. Just got a hair do.
Oh, the soft perm at the front.
The amount of time that must have taken.
I did. She was in the bathroom for hours.
Yeah.
I want to bring that hair back. My hair could never.
No, your hair's a bit too fine for that. But some of the hairstyles kicking it in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now it's all Jennifer Aniston's ruined it. It's all GHD straightness.
Sometimes you do.
Jennifer Aniston.
GHD straightness. Some people do rock these still.
And so they should.
And they're cool people too. Only cool people.
They're always from Northcote
people
are. That have hair like that.
Yeah.
They're cool to start talking to them. Like, oh, yeah, I thought you might be.
They just won World's Coolest Street.
Yeah, that's how cool they are.
Didn't they yesterday? Time out?
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Up in Preston.
1892, the first escalator is patented. You raise me up. And used in Coney Island, New York City. Has anyone been to Coney Island?
No, I haven't.
No.
It's a theme park there?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it still there, the Coney Island pier? Like,
it looks like it is, yeah.
Yeah, Luna Park in Coney Island.
Okay.
Oh, temporarily closed.
Temporarily closed?
Temporarily.
I love an escalator, but not the one at Parliament Station.
I hate that escalator.
Frightening.
And I don't love an escalator.
Some of the London Tube ones are like, you can't even see the bottom of it because of the curvature of the building. 1907, Finland is the first European country to give women the right to vote.
Pink. You know what the best part about this song is?
Yeah.
Troy goes, we need a new song for this, for women's songs. Loz, what do you reckon? And Marty goes, I want Rockstar by Pink. And this is about women having the right to vote.
Yeah.
And Marty tells me to shut up when I put forward an idea.
Yeah. Mate, see that? See the billboard? When your name's up there, you can pick a song.
You can have all the women's songs you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Friday's Women Days.
That was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Did that
God,
last
what
week.
A day. Went forever. 1959, Robert Foster sets the record for staying underwater at 13 minutes and 42 seconds.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh,
how do you do that?
Is he all right?
I thought the whole thing was if your brain's starved of oxygen for, like, 6 minutes plus, you end up with huge issues.
But you can train yourself. Like, didn't also, when they were filming Avatar, they...
Oh, yeah, Kate Winslet
did, like, had some 10 minutes or something.
Record.
Did she?
Yeah, she had the female record,
she beat everyone, yeah.
Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
Fair set of lungs on her.
Must have been. 10 minutes underwater. One of your French girls.
Her underwater record was 7 minutes and 15 seconds.
Kate Winslet did 7 minutes on
her. Fair set of lungs on her.
Lungs on her.
Gee.
1965, TGI Friday's first restaurant opens.
And there's still a few around Melbourne.
Yeah, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankston, Chester.
Is there one at Knox?
The Jam Factory
one closed. Jam Factory has closed, yeah.
Yeah, that one's gone. But everything's gone from the Jam Factory.
Yeah, well, I think they're about to do a big redevelopment there. Partying. Chadston, I'm hearing.
Chatty. Melbourne Central.
Chatty. I feel like there was one at Doncaster.
They are good.
1968.
Why would that open on a Monday, by the way?
Why would
TGI Fridays?
Maybe it was a Sunday.
No, it was a Monday.
It was a Monday?
Oh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's a good way to start the week. 1968, Life magazine calls Jimi Hendrix the most spectacular guitarist in the world.
And here's why.
I've just never heard anyone before or since that's had this sound.
Yeah.
If you hear this sound, you immediately know.
Immediately.
Yeah.
We should add that.
We should add that.
1972, The Godfather premieres in New York City. Now, you've seen them now, haven't you?
I have, yes.
I haven't.
You've not seen the trilogy?
No.
Please, this weekend, if
you can.
I've
seen other trilogies.
But not the Godfather.
Let's go through them.
Not that trilogy. Okay, this weekend. Not tonight.
You're not going to watch them.
You're not going to watch them. You're not going to watch them. You already put it on.
I might. Well, maybe not all three.
Watch one this other. 2006, the 18th Commonwealth Games opens in Melbourne, Australia.
It now gives me the greatest pleasure to declare the 18th Commonwealth Games open.
Open.
Barlow.
Open.
Was she here for that?
Yes.
Yeah, she was here. I think that was actually her last trip to Australia, maybe.
06.
No, she went.
I think she came back.
About 2015,
again.
I reckon.
Oh, okay. Then.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years off.
As an old woman.
As an older woman.
Pretty old.
Yeah. Mm. 2018, Toys R Us announces it will close all its stores.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they had a massive superstore at Chadston.
Didn't they?
For a few years.
Yeah, I used to hang out there.
Yeah.
Will I Am's turning 49. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Your mate Mark Hoppus is turning 52.
Yeah.
It's on this day for March the 15th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Time to get jiggy with it.
The heat is on.
It's time for a three-way.
And the Flemington Racing Spectacular continues with TAB Australian Cup Day. It happens Saturday, March 30. Tickets yes. at Ticketmaster, Marty. This is great for
great
the
prize.
Easter long weekend coming up.
You and five
weeks.
Mates.
Yeah.
Drinks on arrival.
Ripper prize.
The Australia Cup Day. Yeah. Thanks to
TAB. Yeah, TAB, Australian
know.
Cup Day.
It's yeah. TAB. It's
it used
TAB.
To be something else, but it's, yeah, it's just it's TAB. Yeah.
Okay. We've got Tristan coming back for his third shot at it. Tristan, how are you going, mate?
Good morning. How you going? You going all right?
Hey! Hey! Trisso! Feeling good about you today, Tristan?
Yeah.
Let's give it a go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's Last give it a chance. Go. Let's go. Sean is in Craigieburn. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Wonderful, yeah. mate. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. First time, long time.
Good on you, Sean!
Big weekend lined up, Sean.
Nah, the wife's got to go in for dental surgery, so I've got to look after her.
Good man.
God, well ladies, can, they're just a brick, aren't they, around your neck?
Yeah, that's why I'm going home. I'm going out tonight.
Yeah. Sure. Nothing more. Yeah. Look, being hungover while your wife's having dental surgery will be one of the great things you can do this weekend.
It helps hearing her nagging.
Bag the ladies.
Neighbours,
your buzzer, gents. Tristan v. Sean. Question one, the curveball. Sent in on the Instagram by Chris. This was tough. I didn't get this. Here we go. Question one. CGU, KFC, Emirates.
Sean. Collingwood sponsors.
Oh! Yeah. Are you a Collingwood man, Sean?
No, I can't stand them.
Oh, even better. Just knows who sponsors them.
Yeah. They've had the same three for about 15 years.
Yeah. Troy got it. Troy got it.
I wasn't sure about KFC.
First part is I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Tristan.
That one hurt. That one hurt.
Got him.
Question two. Here we go. To stay in at Tristan or to get yourself a bib and join the Three Strike Club. Sean to win it. Question two. East Village, Soho, Tribeca.
Sean. Suburbs of New York City.
We accepting that?
It's pretty
good. Yeah, we're taking it. Manhattan. Bam!
Tristan, sorry, mate. You're going to get a bib.
Up the pies.
Yeah. What's on the
back page? Time for sporting news, the wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. Cardiac Carlton is a headline I saw this morning, which is very good. Their sixth straight win by under a goal, which is extraordinary. Two of those being finals.
Well, we know what happens if you win the tight ones. That's look at Collingwood.
Saw. That's what we saw. Collingwood making their rise up the ladder in 2022. 81-86 at the MCG. Nearly 84,000 people in attendance.
Excellent.
Crowd.
Footy's back.
Footy's back. They're expecting over 400,000 over this weekend.
I love it. Right? I love it.
Which could break a record.
I fell asleep. Yeah. I apologise to Carlton fans. I almost made it.
We forgive you.
I think Richmond were a goal and a half up.
It's a seesawing affair.
And I was like, and then I just woke up this morning and I was like, damn it.
Every time it looked like Carlton were about to run over the top, Richmond pegged their way back and they were very brave in the end. Injuries to Dion Prestia, another hamstring injury for him, which is very disappointing. He hasn't played a full season since 2019.
I feel like the lab were down on Richmond.
Yeah,
Dunstall and Revolt and...
In the lead up to the game.
And Kingy. Yeah. No, all the way through. Every break they were like, Richmond...
It felt like it was seconds from falling apart because they barely had a bench in the second half. Josh Gibkus is the really disappointing story. Just 20 years old, a suspected ACL. They think it's about a 90% chance that he did it, so really unfortunate for him.
That's been a few of those this year already.
Three in five games, which is just really, really awful. And Tyler Young was the other one with concussion, which left the bench almost empty. The back line was really short.
That was a really innocent concussion.
Yeah,
just a little whiplash.
Neck back into the turf.
Mm.
Game was on the line right up until the final frantic moments in Richmond's forward 50, and Carlton able to cling on once again. Charlie Curnow moved into defence in the final few minutes, which we've seen a couple of times over the journey.
Who kicked the winner?
Who would it have been?
Who kicked the winner?
Who was the final goal? I can't remember. I think, it would have been DeConing. DeConing
had a good game.
Yeah, very good player. The Liam Baker 50,
strapping young lad.
Cripps, McGovern and Hewitt, they were enormous. Mackay, three goals to...
Your mate.
Yeah, my mate, to temporarily lead the Coleman medal after two games. So well done to Harry Mackay. Noah Bolter, I thought, was Richmond's best. Three goals and a bit of split time in defence. So he looks like...
Do you reckon Harry knew he was playing? Harry, just in terms of like,
do you think goes on, do you think Ben knew he was playing?
What goes on in his brain?
Yeah. I'm picturing Ben at home accidentally going for marks
over the back of the couch, punching.
Yeah. So well done to Carlton. Friday huddle tonight from 6 as Collingwood take on the Swans.
Who's in the huddle, mate?
Same lineup. Howie,
Chief,
Purple. Nath, we've got Das, all the big boys.
What a lineup!
Such a good lineup.
That is great lineup.
It's a really good show.
And then who goes on to call it?
Das and Howie, the callers.
Oh, yeah. Wow, geez.
Is there anyone?
You don't get much better.
It's amazing. You actually don't get any
that's
better.
Actually, yeah. Oh well, if you had JB in there.
Of course. And BT.
And
there are so many good calls.
Yeah.
No, but I tell you, I'd take Das and Howie.
The unusual decision by the reigning premiers, Collingwood, they're unfurling their premiership flag at 6:16 p.m. tonight, if you're planning on going. The gates open at 5:30, which is 30 minutes earlier than usual, because the bounce is at 7:40. So almost an hour and a half before the game starts, they're unfurling the flag. So this comes as Lee Matthews, of course, a premiership coach at Collingwood, criticised Collingwood for over-celebrating their premiership in 2023. Mm. He thought the documentary launched 3 weeks ago was a bit on the nose.
Right.
And so there are suggestions that maybe Collingwood are trying to keep this one a little bit under
the radar. Well, they're having a full fan day, though. Like, I think from... What do they call Olympic Park now?
The AIA Centre.
The AIA Centre, I think from about 3 o'clock, the Savo has food bands and stuff, and then they're all going to walk over to the ground together.
I love that.
How
can you over-celebrate? I think that's silly.
Yeah, it's the Lee Matthews generation.
I don't know why they roll the flag out so... Because the players traditionally aren't even around for the unfurling of the flag.
Yeah.
Why can't they just do it at the same time they do the banner?
I would have thought that, and we often see... Much closer to game time.
Much closer.
The flag is unfurled. So it's a very strange decision. From a game perspective, Tom Mitchell has been surprisingly managed after he was subbed out against the Giants. So John Noble also makes way. Finlay McRae and Jeremy Howe are the ins for Collingwood. And the Swans are unchanged. Big game of footy tonight. Friday huddle from 6.
There you go. That is your back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The Disc Jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, Nick Malloy is with us next.
Yes.
But let's try and give away $10,000. Yes. We've already given it away this week.
I know. So exciting.
Matt in Seaford is with us.
Hello, Matt. How are you going?
Good, Marty. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Matt. How are you?
Excellent. It's Friday. The footy's back. The racing's on. What could be wrong?
Who's your team, Matt?
Hawthorn.
Okay. Hawks playing the Bombers.
Bombers tomorrow, 1:45 at the G.
That'll be an interesting game.
Very interesting game.
More so for the Bombers. Mm. They get beaten by a young, understrength Hawks.
Clacky Hawks.
That'll be an interesting one, Matt.
Yeah, I'll be there at the G tomorrow for that one, but I don't give
as
much of a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He swore.
Yeah, I thought for sure I thought he just said...
I thought he said something else.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
What do you do for a living, Matt?
I manage a group of cafes and restaurants.
Ooh.
Oh! Interesting.
A group?
A group of them?
Yeah.
In the CBD?
We've got a Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane.
Oh!
Is it like a chain, or what are we talking?
Yeah, coffee roasts as well. They're called industry beans.
Industry beans. Nice. Do we love industry beans? Okay. Is that the name of the cafe, or is that the name of the coffee?
It's like a roaster, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the name of the coffee and the cafes.
Oh, okay. I'm having a look at the website here. Well, you've got the autumn blend out. Sweet and delicious, it's described at.
How they describe you.
All cafes.
Sweet and delicious.
Marty here.
Marty speaking.
Oh, Fitzroy Chadston.
God, there's a thousand ways to present coffee, isn't there?
Yes.
Did you see that glass?
Yeah, I did.
It's like a wine glass with a glass inside.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
All right, Matt, who's your favourite band?
Midnight Oil. Love them.
Good man.
Good man, Matt.
Okay, buddy, I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis, King of Steam Greens and 2017 Hall of Famer. Services to the arts. Arts.
Please. You always get that wrong.
I get that wrong. I always say that. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Troy!
Thank you, Marty. Matt, you ready for song number one?
Yes, ready to go.
We need title and artist. 10 seconds on the clock. Here it is.
live. I Alone.
Yeah!
Yes! Well done!
Oh, my
wow.
gosh!
I'm a bit worried
well
about that.
Done, Matt!
Gee whiz. Ooh,
just with about half a second to spare.
I said lightning crashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In rehearsal.
Yeah.
That was tight.
All right, song two, same thing. Ready for it?
Yep.
Here we go.
I don't know what that is, sorry.
Oh, no.
Have a guess.
Eep.
Skyhooks, this one. I'm living in the 70s. Living in the 70s, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Matt.
Sorry, bit old for me, sorry.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, Matt. Have a lovely weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Enjoy it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, Mick Malloy.
Hey, Mick.
Love a Friday, guys. What? In about an hour, I'll be riding to the gates of oblivion on a horse called Destiny.
Well done, Mick. And I'll be behind you on a pony called Happy.
And you'll be on one of those dancing ponies, those Spanish ones that
the old,
go up that and down on the spot. Of
Sydney that used to be called Copacabana, and it used to have the white dancing horses. Copacabana,
they were great.
They were great.
You know what they should bring back? Jousting. Would you go to a joust on the Friday night jousting?
Are you kidding?
Out at Calder.
And if it was a schnitz and tits affair as well, Mick, where you've just been served schnitzel by topless girls watching jousting, I mean, that is ticking a lot of boxes.
Can I tell you, I just got a stiffy.
Yeah.
Just listening to that, I have unbelievable.
I know.
Sign me up for that, whatever.
Absolutely.
That is.
You could joust with that.
You've knocked me off my pony, Mick. Yeah. Why are you riding in reverse? He's called reverse cowboy.
That'd be a bit alarming for the horse I was riding. What the hell?
What in hell?
Has he got the jigger out?
No, he hasn't. Good news and bad news here. Melbourne remains the nation's heroin capital. Sydney remains the cocaine capital. They're very different drugs for very different markets.
One's going like the clappers, and the other one is struggling to stay awake on a tram. That seems to be.
I felt like Nick, when we were similar age, when we were growing up in Melbourne, that area of St Kilda, Fitzroy Street particularly, was very heavy with heroin. It's all seemed to move to Victoria Street in Richmond now. Mm. But when we were kids, it was all in St Kilda. Mm.
It was, and I used to, my favourite hotel at the time was the George, and my girlfriend lived in Dalgetty Street.
Mm.
And to get there, which was only about 60, 70 metres, it was like an obstacle course. There are bodies everywhere. Yeah. It was like no man's land
it
in the
was,
First World War. There were bodies, you had to run, you had to sit on your helmet, you had to just get home safely, but harmless somehow.
Someone realised, Mick, that if you charge $4.5 million for every home within 100 metres of the water, you can get rid of the riffraff.
Yes, well, that's a good point that you make.
Cocaine, indeed. Of course, still kicking around the eastern suburbs of Sydney and will for all time.
Not only kicking around, but it's now just washing up, like up here on a regular basis.
Mm.
There are just bricks of cocaine coming in. You don't want to watch the latest episode of Bondi Rescue.
No.
They are going like the clappers.
They're not even saving Asians in rips anymore. They're just pulling kilos of gear out of the surf and running them up to the clubhouse. Good times! It's the hot city! I don't care. Yeah, that there's a guy down at the northern end heading off to China.
He'll be right. Yes, no. They race out to get him and go straight past and pick up a kilo of cocaine that's floating in. So, yes, that's what's happening up here. It's washing ashore. It's like Homer in the Land of Chocolate.
Mate, let's give Gather Round a bit of a push Front Bar Wednesday.
What's happening there?
Front Bar Wednesday, 8:30 on 7 and 7 Plus. And then, of course, you can tune in on Thursday morning on the M's.
Yeah.
Caller entrant will be required to answer a question about last night's Front Bar episode to win the prize. The prize being flights for you and a mate, 3 nights of comm at the Oval Hotel, tickets to 2 matches and the chance to be in the audience at the Front Bar live from Adelaide, Mick. This is a great prize.
Oh, that is a great first date.
Right. It really is.
Right.
Gather round. Yeah. Gather round. You're going to get up.
Yeah. Hey, boys. So, treat her. You're going to get a route. That is a lock it away.
That is guaranteed.
So, what do you have to do? Just ask one question about what happened the night before.
You guys are putting out, you're requiring an answer that you're posing a question on the Front Bar. It's the old watch and win, Mick.
Watch and win, yeah.
This will be a typical one. At what point during the multi did Sam Pang start reading a book?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Something like that. And then people can get involved, and that is a fantastic prize. That's the Front Bar.
He's a showbiz arsehole, isn't he, Sam Payne? Do you feel that?
Oh, he's changed. Since he hosts the Logies, and I say host because that's what he is.
He's a presenter. He's a presenter.
He's a presenter of sorts. He's been different, you know. And when we were backstage at the comedians, we'd be smashing sandwiches like they were going out of style. Yeah. Not Pangy's, too good for a finger sandwich.
Oh, really?
No. If I'm my way, he would have been bringing those sandwiches to us on plate.
Absolutely. Lee Trevino style. Do you remember that? Faux pas from Lee Trevino when he said that Tiger Woods should be delivering the chicken and everyone was like, Lee, shut up.
Oh, wow.
Shut up, Lee.
Lee's had a shocker.
Mick, just before you go, the coolest street has been announced by Time Out magazine, the coolest street in the world. And it is Melbourne's very own High Street in Northcote. You happy with that, Mick?
That's like going to the northern suburbs as far as I'm concerned. You may as well be in South Morang. You may as well be in Craigieburn.
You're on your way to Wodonga, mate.
Yeah.
you're talking to a man who the only 3 houses I've bought in my adult life have all been walking distance to the MCG.
Correct.
Because if I'm not within that walking distance to the MCG, my last one was 626 steps there, 1,420 back. But the point was, it was that close to the MCG. That's how
well
I roll.
Well done, Mick. Mate, I'll see you on the ponies. Have a lovely weekend.
Cannot wait.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A movie biopic about Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne is in the works, and it'll focus on a 20-year period of their lives.
Right. Oh, wow.
Jeez. We were just chatting off air about how Ozzy would have gone without Sharon.
Oh, he wouldn't have.
Not at all.
It doesn't feel like Ozzy would still be with us if Sharon wasn't following him around picking up glasses.
Yeah. But how much has she put up with? With him?
Well, even recently, not that long ago, he had quite a long-term affair and she stood by him.
Don't think so, darling.
I'll play that audio.
Yes. Darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my bears away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You're the beer thief. You're the beer thief.
That's how you deal with Ozzy.
That's the noisy, mate.
And his nails are like, oh, God, he's a mess.
You just chaperone him around the house. You get him into a room you want him in.
Yep.
And then you put the telly on.
Yep. Sit down here, darling.
Put a couple of cans in front of him.
Yeah.
And check in with him every hour or so. Make sure he hasn't done anything stupid.
Pretty easy maintenance. Really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you can get him to the room you want him in.
Yeah.
There's an untitled film in the works. Sharon and Ozzy have given an update on the movie during the new episode of their podcast, which is simply called the Osbournes Podcast.
Yes.
Sharon and Ozzy, it's focusing on them from 1979 through to 1999. We've got to grab here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, by the time it eventually gets filmed, I'll be dead, I think.
Movies take forever to make. Yeah. Forever.
I mean, I know who I want on, to play mom.
I want to be alive to see.
Oh, no. Jeez, podcast years. Doesn't sound great.
No, there's a bit of talk over. Yeah, yeah. But that was the young one,
Kelly,
suggesting that her mother is played by Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
And the family discussed who should play Ozzy.
You know who I want to play, Dad?
Who?
Bill Hader.
Who?
Yeah, Bill I Hader. Think he'd be brilliant.
F*** off.
That's his answer to everything.
What is he saying? He doesn't even know who it is.
He didn't know, but then he showed him a photo, and it's so funny.
And the reaction was this.
Cough.
Oh, honestly, that was his reaction. He goes, first of all, he goes, who? Bill Hader. Never heard of him.
I spent some time watching their podcast and I was laughing. That's just him. He's so ridiculous. What's on the
back page? Time for your sporting news now, the wide world of Will. What's going on?
Thank you, Troy. Of course, Max Gorn joins us in just over 10 minutes.
Oh,
15
God,
minutes. So we won't cover off on all the AFL, but it was a very good game. The first game in Melbourne last night.
It was
night.
A belter.
Carlton hanging on for their sixth straight win by under a goal.
Great
they
pressure.
Keep finding a way.
A lot of handballs.
Yeah.
Felt like there was a lot of handballing going on.
Chaotic. Mm. Very good game. Nearly 84,000 at the MCG. They're hoping for the biggest opening round crowd in history, so they could crack 400,000 for the second time ever, going back to 2017.
Hang on, but we had opening round.
No. We're in the state round.
Yes. It would be hard. We were discussing off air Richmond having two losses before round two.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. They could be none and three in round two.
Unfortunately.
Who have they got next week without putting you on the spot?
Ooh, yeah, I don't know.
Lozza will look it up while you're beavering away.
So last night it was injuries to Dion Prestia, Josh Gibkus and Tyler Young that made it really hard for Richmond. They were brave to hang on as long as they did. But eventually it caught up with them and the game was on the line right until the final frantic moments inside Richmond's forward 50. There were a chance. Shai Bolton just overrunning the ball a tiny bit in the last moment. Looks like they could have had a chance.
Richmond have Port Adelaide at the G next week.
At the G again. Yep. Nice. Cripps, McGovern, Hewitt among the best players for Carlton along with Harry Mackay and his three goals. Noah Bolter, probably the best for Richmond, three goals for him as well. The Friday huddle tonight ahead of Collingwood hosting Sydney at the MCG. They'll unfurl their premiership flag in front of their devout members. Very exciting time to be a Collingwood supporter. Hopefully they can get their season back on track after a loss last week up in New South Wales.
Mm. They'll be right.
Team news for other sides this weekend. All four of Essendon's off-season recruits have been named. Gresham, Dersman, Mackay and Goldstein to play the Hawks tomorrow at the MCG. Big crowd expected for that one.
Mm.
While for the Hawks, Mabio Chol, Jack Ginnivan, Massimo D'Ambrosio and Nick Watson, their pick five at the most recent draft, are all going to debut for the Hawks. So exciting times for those two sides.
I told you I didn't even know Ginnivan had gone to the Hawks.
Yeah. You missed that.
I just remember when I shut down everything at the end of last year.
Yes.
I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah.
Then I saw a photo of him in a Hawthorn jumper. I'm like, what's this?
It looks
Is this some
odd.
Deep fake?
Yeah. He's a Hawks fan growing up. I think he wanted to stay at the Pies, but
Well, you can't have everyone.
He's way across town.
Can't fit everyone in.
What do you think about this one? So Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir, arguably the most under-pressure coach in the AFL. He had a really good 2022, then a disappointing 2023. Didn't make the finals. The club extended his contract by just 1 year to the end of 2025.
You know who I blame?
Who?
Bob Murphy.
I don't know why you associate Bob Murphy.
Well, because he's living in the 50s. He thinks he's cracked the code on cool. Just because you wear a denim jacket and skinny jeans.
Okay. A lot of AFL pundits think it is a really strange move to extend a coach's contract by 1 year.
Well, I guess in the short term, it takes a little bit of pressure off the discussion around his future and gives him 10 rounds to bank some wins.
Maybe a tiny bit of pressure, but I think
And then Freo are loaded, aren't they? Money-wise. So, you know, you roll the dice on having him to pay out a year if you get rid of him anyway.
Yeah. It's a very, really strange
It's move. Hardly, it's hardly a show of
good faith and confidence. Yeah.
Confidence, is
agree.
It? We'll give you another 12 months, mate.
Yeah.
But if you're going to give him another 12 months, why are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Why aren't you waiting till round 10?
Yeah.
See if he's 2-8. Yep. And then you don't have to give him 12 months.
And then it's an easier decision. And so often we see coaches under pressure coach at their very best. Ken Hinckley was an example of that recently. So,
and look,
weird move.
In Freo, you're not copying this Melbourne media. So he's not feeling the pressure the way someone like, I don't know, any of the Victorian coaches would feel.
Fossey last year. Exactly. But there is a WA furnace.
He'd be under pressure over there for sure. Yeah. But it's a smaller pressure cooker.
Smaller environment. Mm. Jason Day is playing well at the Players' Championship in Florida. Round one yesterday, he was tied at fourth at 5 under, 2 shots off the leaders. Of course, he won that event back in 2016, so that is currently happening. Best of luck to Jason Day, the Aussie. And in NFL news, Landon Dickerson signed a four-year Australian $130 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. Just a cheeky extension.
What's he doing?
Cheeky.
What's Landon doing?
I actually don't know. He looked like a big unit. He might have been an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And he was asked what he would do with the money, and I thought you'd appreciate this.
What do you plan on doing?
I mean, I have a financial advisor for a reason. I don't know. I may go get a new lawnmower. That's what I've been looking into.
Riding?
Yeah, zero turn.
Zero turn.
I've got a zero turn.
Yep.
Is this his actual lawn? He's not kidding. This is how he mows his lawn, Loz. He's doing full MCG stripes.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
He's put on his Instagram, y'all thought I was playing about my lawn. I take pride in my stripes.
That is
awesome. Those stripes are elite.
That is extraordinary.
And that's a couple of acres of stripe there. Yeah. That's a big mow.
That's some good mowing.
Sure is.
Back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it.
Spin it.
Spin it. Spin it, DJ.
Marty, Max Gorn is here. In fact, he's in the studio. Morning, Max.
With us.
Morning, Max.
Hi, Max.
Yeah,
Max.
Yeah, you're on.
Well, you can be with us for Spin It DJ.
Wow.
Max will love it.
Can I guess it?
No.
Off air, you can.
Tim, have a go.
Max has just dumped some Lululemon gear on all of us, which is very exciting.
Thank you, Max.
Because Troy was such a huge fan of your slacks.
Stop talking about my pants for 2 months.
He's described them several ways to me as a smart pant.
Yes.
Comfortable slack.
A comfortable slack.
Max messaged me. He said, I'm going to get you guys some Lululemon. Like, what does everyone want? Yeah. And I said to Troy, he goes, oh, those pants that Max had on at our drinks that day.
I have to have those.
And then Max messages me before I can write back. He goes, because Troy has not stopped talking about my
pants. I love it. Thank you for bringing them in. They are wonderful.
On you, Max.
Thank you.
Tim, in research, let's win you 10 grand. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good, really mate. Good. How's your weekend looking?
Looking pretty good. Got a basketball final on.
Okay.
Off out for St. Patrick's Day. Seen Dave O'Neill tonight at the local Slovenian club. Oh. It's a busy one.
The Slovenian club?
Where's that?
Slovenian club. In research.
Okay.
So it's good.
Is it your basketball grand final or the kids?
No, one of the kids. One of the kids in a preliminary final this week.
Yeah.
We've got one that went straight through to the grand final, so they're playing next week.
Basketball never ends, does it, Tim? You just get to the end of one season and the next one starts.
And how long are those last 2 minutes in a kid's basketball?
What about when you've got to score them and you've got to stop the clock? It's like, Jesus Christ, the pressure here is insane. I've done some big gigs, Tim, but I've never felt more pressure than working the scoreboard at an under-13 girls basketball game.
It's too scary.
If you forget to stop that clock, don't you know about it?
Oh, they're all right.
Really?
Stop the clock! Hang on. I'm going to stop the clock.
Sounds like Lozza.
Can you add time back
to it? No, you don't muck around adding time, mate. Okay. You just stop the clock.
Yep.
And then when the ball goes back in and someone touches it, you start the clock again. Oh, wow.
Not until someone touches it or you'll get yelled at again.
Okay. Oh,
a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure. Too much pressure for me. This is why I only do it stone, Tim.
We don't.
Just mugging around, Tim. Mate, who's your favourite band of all time?
Hootie Gurus.
Oh, great band. Great Australian band.
They are. And the loudest band I've ever heard in my life.
Is that right?
Phenomenal.
Embarrassingly, I've never seen them play live.
Oh, you've missed out. They're really good.
I saw them at Splendour in the Grass 1 year, and they were excellent.
Weren't they at St really Kilda good. Festival just recently?
A couple of years ago, I think they played.
Not this year, I don't think.
All right, Tim, I'm handing you over to Troy Ellis, the king of steamed greens and the king of the peninsula. Ladies and gentlemen, Troy Ellis!
Thank you, Marty. Tim, are you ready for song one?
I am indeed, thank you.
10 seconds on the clock. Title and artist is what we need. Here it is. It's sitting by...
Matchbox 20, 3 a.m.
Another option.
Tim. Yeah, the band.
He did. The song was a long day, is what we're looking for.
Yeah, not really in my wheelhouse,
no,
though, guys.
No,
I don't blame you. I met their tour manager when I was in Newcastle.
Good on you, Tim. Have a great weekend, Tim.
Thanks, guys. You too. See ya.
Max on motion. No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the double.
Good morning. Yay. Two times a week when we can get you, Max, which is a treat for us. Very important
treat
for the show.
Me as well.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We love seeing you, mate.
As you can imagine, this is a rough time in the Gorn household with two kids under three. So,
I'm
happy to get out.
Is great.
What's today look like for you? Because you are playing tomorrow.
Sunday. I have a day off today.
Do you?
Yeah. Nice. I've got
what
some
will
errands.
You do?
I'm doing a dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I've got a podcast on later on this afternoon.
Okay, nice.
Jack Watts is former footballer's running the podcast.
I often see him on Chapel Street.
You see with us? Is this a listener one?
Let's just say yes for the sake of it.
Perfect. And then what? An early night? Maybe go out for dinner, do something with your partner?
Then I have to look after the kids at some point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Free her out.
Probably in the afternoon.
Are you getting along better with the new one?
Not quite.
Okay. Yeah. You're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
I'll get there.
I wouldn't use the word love yet.
That's important for people to say that, Max, because it can take a long time to bond
with babies.
We
like each other.
Of course.
Have you said it and lied?
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is this a boy or a girl, boy. Max?
Both boys.
Both
yeah,
boys.
Boys.
Yeah. How old is the youngest?
Youngest is 13 weeks.
That's very new.
Yeah, we're not quite there.
Hard to love.
I wouldn't love anything after 13 weeks.
No. 13 weeks. And a lot of it is, and don't misunderstand me, a lot of the first 13 weeks is mum's job.
It's
in terms of the heavy lifting, feeding and the bonding. And
there is some stuff you can do, but it's very
minor.
But
you're not kicking the footy.
I can take him for a half an hour walk and then he needs mum again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a slow progress. And not boring everyone on Triple M, but he's got some stomach issues.
Oh,
doesn't love his dairy.
Sounds like Loz.
Yeah.
It's exactly like Loz.
I need someone to burp me after the meal.
He'll probably be gluten-free. Yeah, he's going to be one of those kids. He's going to want to play hockey.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're going to have to go to hockey games.
That's one sport he won't be trying.
Three ACL injuries in the first five games of the season. Kitty Coleman, Sam Doherty, Josh Gibkiss. Gee, that's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah,
you were nearly won what last year?
Yeah,
round one.
Round two. Yeah, that's scary. But
it's a lot, isn't it?
It always happens at the start of the year.
Why do you reckon? Overloading in the preseason.
I've got my own theories that I don't think everyone. I think the grass is too short early on in the year. Mm. Still coming back from cricket,
right?
Okay. And then also, there's just we haven't played for 6 months, so we're getting used to new conditions and.
Back into contact, heavy contact.
What
is the issue with having shorter grass?
I've got no idea. Right. I just think that might be something in play because the grass in the middle of winter is quite long.
The two, Coleman and Doherty last week, both at the Gabba. They say the Gabba is a very hard surface, particularly early. You find that as well?
Yeah, no, I was the Gabba last year as well.
Yeah, of course.
So it is scary, though, but it tends to be just the first 2 weeks, so let's just hope you can get through the first two weeks.
Do they drop in now at the Gabba, wicket-wise?
No, they don't. The Gabba's a real point of conjecture.
So it's still got a hard full square.
Gabba, SCG, Canberra, Alice Springs.
And how long does it take that square to soften up?
Sydney actually put a bit of grass on theirs for our game. That was nice. But the Gabba one is just rock hard.
All the time.
Yeah, they consider themselves a cricket venue.
It becomes a real centre bounce game because, like, Oscar McInerney punches the ball forward and then it bounces off the pitch another 20 metres. And it's inside 50 straight away.
Yeah. Hoping to break the most attended first round in history. The record is 400,000. That was in 2017.
Mm.
Then it dipped a bit, didn't it? Remember the crowds just drifted away for a little while?
2019 was a big year, I think, and then obviously COVID. But last year, opening round was the third highest in history.
So we did beat last year, and last night was a good start.
Yep.
86.
83
was it. Carlton won their sixth consecutive game by under a goal. They're starting to do the sneaky Collingwood win the tight ones.
There is a loss in there, though, isn't there? It's just
yes,
in their wins.
The loss to Brisbane in the prelim.
Yeah, the loss to Brisbane.
How do you think they looked last night?
Actually, I thought Richmond were the better team for a lot of it and then lost a few men. Key men, two tall backs is something you can't really replace. They actually ended up putting their most informed player, Noel Bolter, down at full back, which probably cost them in the end.
Every bloke had a go at rucky.
Yeah, there was a lot of rucks. So teams are starting to do this, like we're doing it as well. Other than the number one ruck, it's sort of a motley crew who does the other ones. And yeah, last night was Kennedy and Cripps, I think I saw a bit for Carlton, and Marlon got in there for Richmond.
You've rucked against Marlon at one point?
I've rucked against Marlon. I could feel the whole crowd talking about it.
Because yeah. You should be thumping
him. I should be thumping him. And he actually sat up on my head and jumped really well. But then I, pushed him out of the way.
Lee Matthews has accused Collingwood of over-celebrating their premiership. Of course, they're unfurling the flag later.
Tonight.
They're doing it earlier for lots of different reasons. I think it's at about 6:30.
Quarter past six, yeah.
Oh, it's a 7:40.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but there's a whole fan day happening. Yep. So they've got food trucks at Olympic Park, and then you walk up to the venue. You know, it's
be great. Yeah.
You didn't really get to celebrate your premiership the way that you may have wanted to. I mean, Perth, you did. Nightclub incidents, but with the fans because it was pandemic time.
Well, technically, we did go for a while because then we had one at the MCG.
Yeah, that's right.
And we re-celebrated it, and it was like we won it again, and that was in pre-season. I think this is a miss. I don't like saying these words, but I think it's a miss from Lee. I don't think I've ever said that.
Is it generational, you think?
Yeah, I think every team unveils the flag in their first MCG game. I think especially teams recently have done a doco that's always got to release in and around the football noise, otherwise the doco is not going to get any traction.
Yeah.
So I just find it confusing. I haven't heard anything else apart from doco and flag.
Yeah.
And that's the two things that I think you're allowed to do.
I think the thing is that moving it that early on a Friday night, it's hard for people to get there.
Oh, yeah, in terms of the actual flag unveiling.
And the fan and the actual fans. Because the players, I mean, may or may not be part of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not even out on the ground for the unfurl.
Yeah, what was your unfurl?
No, we weren't on the ground, so it was really late, ours.
So
it was
really for the fans.
Yeah.
And I reckon it should be closer to kickoff. That's just from a bloke who has no right to have an opinion. Well,
there's a lot of time just before you run out.
Of heaps.
And we run out with 12 minutes to go.
Well, there you go. How long does it take to unfurl the flag?
Yeah, well, it depends how much carry-on there is around it.
We'll just whip it up.
Yeah.
Salute it and keep moving.
I'm pretty sure ours was late in the night.
Yeah.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max Gorn with us.
Max is with us. Oh, yes.
I'm still here, yes.
Yes.
Having a day off, which is lovely.
Feeling healthy.
Had a good run yesterday.
Had a great run down at God's Country, Casey Fields.
Nice. Yes.
How was the wind down there yesterday?
We actually had traffic on the way back.
It
was a crash around the East Link.
It's a long way away.
It's a long drive. But I love it down there.
You mate. Love it.
Of course you do.
You love Casey.
City of Casey.
Do you carpool?
I take Clayton.
Nice.
Obviously,
good.
The seizures, he can't drive for 7 months after a seizure or something.
Oh, yeah, there are rules around that.
He tried once. He got in trouble for that.
Okay. But it's good of him to push the edge.
Do you have any comment on trade speculation, Geelong throwing their hat in the ring for Clayton?
Yeah.
Where's that? Is that just someone just closing their eyes and trying to find a club? And
no, it was a Jay Clark.
Jay Clark
one,
raised
wasn't it.
But where
have you made up with Jay?
No.
No. Okay.
You got a good memory.
No. Okay. Running a marathon, half marathon on the Great Ocean Road. Get in here, you dick.
It wasn't even meant to be. Anyway, yeah, he wrote an article suggesting that Geelong might be after his services.
Yeah, I don't think Clayton's going anywhere.
Yeah.
I think he's a D.
I hope he's a D. They've put a lot of time into him and a lot of time into his welfare. Yeah. But he wouldn't be the first bloke to turn his back on a club. It is a business.
No, correct. Contracts don't really mean much anymore. Either. I mean, Brody's gone to three clubs in a 7-year contract.
Yeah, I don't like him either, mate.
Yeah, we spoke about that. I reckon you two would go well.
Yeah. It's just his Harry Potter glasses. I know we've discussed it.
Yeah.
Just when he puts his glasses on, he thinks he's Clark Kent.
Don't
and it sounds like Kent.
He's in Melbourne tonight. Like, we can organise something
catch
tonight.
Catch up. I am free tonight.
Should we have a dinner tonight?
Well, not tonight. He's playing tonight.
Oh, he's playing tonight. Against
what? He doesn't want to have a beer pre-game? That's what I'm talking about with this bloke. Soft.
No.
Soft. What do we got? Collingwood, Sydney tonight, 7:40. That'll be an absolute belter.
Yep.
You'd hope Sydney will come out swinging.
I'm going Swans.
Really?
They'd still be hurting, wouldn't they?
They were unreal.
2 years ago.
Not many teams bounce back from 0-2. It often puts a line through it.
Well, Swans actually are a team that tend to do it a lot.
Yeah, they do bounce back.
On the other foot this time. So I'm going Swans.
God, they're an amazing club, aren't they?
Yeah, both Sydney teams are flying.
And John Longmire, I know I say it all the time. He is under the radar as one of the great coaches of all time.
Culture. Yeah.
Culture.
If he'd won one of those other flags.
Yeah, he's probably one flag short of iconic.
The Bloods.
Tomorrow, this will be a good one too. Bombers v Hawthorn, and people are saying there's an enormous amount of pressure on the Bombers to win this.
Is there?
Yeah, because Hawthorn might be a little underdone and a little young. And if the Bombers start their year off with a loss to Hawthorn, that's not how they'll be hoping to start.
I don't read it like that. I read Hawthorn as a very good team.
Knocked off the grand finalists last year, Hawthorn.
Yeah, I don't read it as simple as that for Bombers. So don't get too disheartened if they lose this.
It is round one. GWS versus the might of North Melbourne.
Good time slot.
Yeah. Traditional Saturday 4:35. Mate, they have tried everything to bury us, Nick. They have tried everything, Nick and I, two passionate North men. I tell you, the time slots they give us are ludicrous.
Saturday, though.
Saturday, GWS up there, whatever they're calling their state.
Is this year.
That's the showgrounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't let your dog run on it.
Did you send our boy a congrats on his 100th game?
Which one?
Zerha.
No, because we've got an issue with Cam as well. Have we ever played the voice message he left Matthew for not turning up?
No, okay, no, we can't do that.
That one's on me.
That's a move
and
on.
And then he finishes the message by going, anyway, all good. Okay, no, not all good.
Did we play that to you?
We must have. We're the same manager. I like Cam, but he's
a ripper.
I've heard he's a great guy.
He just had a miss on that.
He had a miss.
That's okay.
We've all done it.
Saturday night, this will be a belter, Geelong St Kilda.
This is one of my favourite rivalries growing up. The Geelong St Kilda era. Do you remember the Michael Gardner goal when they were both 14-0 at Marvel?
09, famous year.
Yeah, so I hope this will be similar. Let's start that rivalry again. I'm going to go Geelong.
Is that stand finished yet?
The Joel Selwood stand, a lot of standing room. So it's unveiling tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh,
no. So they've finally finished that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In some sort of
and
version.
What capacity has that improved the ground to from and to? Because you can't get in there with Geelong members.
Yeah.
The joint's always full.
It'll be rocking tonight. About 36,000, I reckon.
36,000?
Up to 40,
Up to 40.
That's good.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good-sized stadium.
SCG was apparently a sellout, and we did 41 in that Melbourne, so it's not far off.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's seats, too, because they can load them into the members.
At the SCG?
At the SCG. You might not get a seat. Gold Coast v Adelaide, that should be a belting game, too.
That will be. Gold Coast, it's the toughest road trip in the first half of the year you can do. It's very hot, very humid, very sweaty. And Gold Coast, my mum was talking to Maisie about it yesterday. He said even they don't like it being fixtured there, but they obviously like it a little bit more than the opposition team. So that's going to be there. Anyone who's got Gold Coast and Gold Coast in the first half of the year.
Is that a fly-in, fly-out?
Not at that time. The Gold Coast Airport's got a curfew, I think.
Right. They'd stay overnight.
Yeah, you remember when you're flying to Gold Coast, you love your aviation.
Yeah.
You're going over houses.
Yes,
like
you are. Yeah, the northern part of the runway.
Yeah.
Tugan, I think, is the part of the...
And so you're hitting cocktails and dreams if you're overnight there.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are heading down to Gold Coast.
Then we've got the big one, Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs.
Yep.
This will be a belter.
Becoming a bit of a tradition, which is good. This is maybe fourth or fifth time opening the season with the Dogs.
Who worries you in the Bulldogs lineup?
I mean, they've got the all-showing ruck, so good chance for me to bounce back against the best.
Well, you weren't well, which you didn't, which we said on your behalf, so that helped Brody out.
Yeah.
He didn't wear his glasses, so that helped him as well. Who else do you like in the Bulldogs? Obviously not the coach. I agree with you about him.
They've got a... Our premiership teammate in James Harms.
Yes.
We get to play against him.
That'll be fun. Will you send him a little message?
I think he's the kind of guy who will really want us to get into him, so he might go the other way.
And just silence.
And just not talk to him at all.
You must admire the Bont. Do you think he's
the best player?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing this. My father-in-law's mad Geelong, and he was crapping on about how good Joel Selwood was commentating. And we were watching the game last night, and we're doing our best 22 in the last 20 years.
Oh, nice.
And he had Selwood, Ablett, Danger as like the starting three.
Right on.
That's silly.
I had Bont captain, like better than Judd, better than Ablett.
That's a big call.
Wow. Yeah. I know he's not quite there with the Ablett credentials.
But he's a massive guy.
He's a good player.
And yeah. I saw him in the flesh and I was like, geez, you're sneaky big.
Yeah. And he can, but his defence as well, like the stuff he does defensively.
Yeah. He's a bull. Mm. Port, West Coast. Well, I mean, little to no interest from me there.
I think that's a Port. That's a Port win. Port will be good this year.
And then Freo, Brisbane. It's, you'd hope it's Brisbane by how many?
Lockie Neal out.
I'm presuming this is at Optus with Fremantle first, and 6:50, which means it's 4:50 over there. Is that right?
Could be earlier,
or is it the other way around?
Could be 3 hours.
6:50 our time. That would be
So 3:50.
3:50. It's almost a North Melbourne slot.
I'll go Freo and Brisbane being 0-2. So.
Oh wow! Well, you're both grand finalists to be 0-2.
Yeah,
which would be interesting. Opens it right up.
Well, Richmond could go 0-3 in the first two rounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically we could as well if we don't win this weekend. So,
who would we say Richmond got Port next weekend?
Yeah, at the G.
Max, play well. Enjoy your day off. Do something for your lady.
Yes.
You know, that isn't just babysitting. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, it's not called babysitting
when it's just parenting. Feels like babysitting.
You can tell I've been told to say that line.
Yeah. It's called parenting.
It's called parenting, yes.
Mate, have fun, play well, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
8:36. And thanks for the Lululemon again.
Oh, yeah, the Lululemon.
Yes, I almost left and I didn't talk about Troy's pants.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word to say.
And it is time for the socials. And get in touch anytime with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show, Marty.
William, you're in charge of the listeners' contact with the show. It's usually through the Insta.
Yep, at Marty Sheargold Show.
Loz line's gone a bit quiet. Loz?
I've had a few things happening on the Loz line. One will appear in Fact Check today.
Oh, okay.
You can text us anytime.
0457 05 1051.
There you go.
And William, you walk us through them. You're in charge.
We do this on the podcast. It gets a bit rambly.
It does.
We loosen up. If you want to hear more of that on the podcast, especially of course, on the listener app.
The back end.
Oh gosh, we are loose in the back end.
You want to see our loose back end. Dion heard our dad jokes yesterday. He says, I was testing out some of the dad jokes on the kids. They told me they were crap and I couldn't tell a joke, but I guess even Dolly Parton had her knockers.
Good one, Dad.
I enjoyed that.
Good one, Dad.
From Mitchell, who is a Perth listener. Big Willie, I tried to get in early for a recommended segment. When did you overcommit and get F all back?
Oh.
Recently, I was part of Triple M Perth's Friday Footy Frothies for that event that Big Billy Brownless came over here for.
What, they flew Bill over for a Friday? Jesus, someone.
Bill was over there.
I had to pay.
And so Mitchell's mate committed us to get tattooed for tickets into the event. He signed up for Xavier Ellis's signature.
We met Xavier here not long ago.
He's a good man,
Xavier. Couple of weeks in town for a wedding.
I got onto our rush hour with Katie and Andrew Embley and doubled down and got Ember's signature and a lamb for Katie Lamb, as well as the Triple M logo effort one. Why not?
What, to go and meet Bill and have a beer? Could have met him down in Geelong.
Yeah. And then Mitchell, we'll put these on our Instagram. He's sent through what his tattoo looked like. So he's gone a lot of effort. So you can see here, he's got the signatures.
Oh, my God.
And the numbers of the players.
And that looks like could be his first ever tattoo. I know, there's one over the top there.
Yeah. And he says he didn't win a thing except a few pints from the producer and he didn't think they'd actually get tattooed and he kind of got a high five and on your way.
So what did he think he was getting?
I think he was hoping for a bit more plaudits.
I agree.
Perth well, he's getting them now.
That's what I thought. At least we'll give you some acknowledgement on
that. I love that.
On Melbourne's Triple M. What's his name? Yeah, nice. This is Mitchell.
Good on you, Mitchell. Yeah, well done. Solid effort. Yeah. Bill would have loved it.
We'll pass it on to our sister station over west.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we give this man a bit more love.
Yeah.
Mm. From Craig, I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting Marty. He was dining at a restaurant on Tuesday.
Yes, the Beverly. I remember this gentleman.
You remember Craig? A true gentleman. He was so great. It was great to meet the man himself. Not afraid to admit it. I fanboyed for a little while.
He did.
Oh, cute.
And we tried to get rid of him, but we couldn't.
And Craig can report that despite my Kiwi accent, he did actually understand every word I said, which is nice.
Just. I don't do that stuff in real life.
No.
We've had a lot of people in the last week get in touch saying that they love a particular accent that we do. Jenny is one of those people. She says, can you please do the Marlon content more often?
Oh,
I love Marlon. Yeah.
I love it when Marlon
have to
pops up.
I you to keep it down a bit. I don't want to have to put you in a chokehold.
Bruce says, I would pay good money if you could do 30 minutes of the show as Marlon.
Oh, wow. Marlon was a real dude.
Yeah.
Lovely man. Lovely man. Used to be one of our security guys at the other building. He was such a lovely man.
Such a lovely guy.
He was
ever.
So gentle, and we always used to joke, well, what if we actually ever need Marlon to sort of do something?
Meant to be in here,
but what if Marlon turned?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but
You're being a little bit too rowdy.
I'm going to have to drag you out of here by your hair.
So we'll commit to some more Marlon content on the podcast.
We might see Marlon next week. We saw him at the Grand Prix last year.
Oh, we did too.
He was working there. He was head of security.
Yeah, good on him. Wow. He was a lovely bloke. Yeah.
What a guy. Leanne was the listener that sent through this photo of Pangy.
And we talked to Sam Pang about this photo. It's a junior Collingwood game.
Yeah.
And Pangy thought it was 16s.
Well, we said it was under 19s. And then he said, there's no way. I look like I'm about 16 there. But Leanne has gotten back in touch and sent through the back of the photo.
Oh, yeah.
It says training of under 19s for Collingwood, December 1990. And Shane, who I think is her brother, was 17 years old.
Wow.
So Pangy might have been 17 playing in the 90s.
He could have been. Yeah. Still no clearer, but thank you, Leanne, for following up.
Well, good
investigation.
Authentication.
Authenticity.
Authenticity, that's the word I was looking for.
And Dunk has a game idea, which I thought might be fun to end this segment this week. Yeah. So he says, I've had a thought for a little while. We often play grabs or songs as part of a segment, and it could be if we're doing a tyre puncture story, Shannon Knoll's Drive might be played.
Sure.
And he thought it could be fun to try and work backwards and figure out when I play you a grab, why we played it.
Good.
And
so here's the story.
Are we working as a team?
And you play Wonderwall.
Working as a team. Great. So we played these three grabs this week in On This Day.
Mm.
Try and remind yourself and tell me why we played this grab. Here's the first one. Why did we play the Doobie Brothers?
Right.
This was this week, mind you.
What's this song called?
China Grove.
It was something to do with China, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping is the name of the president. Well done. We're off the ball. What about this second one?
1, 2, 3. Oh, I know. Haley's Comet. First appearance.
No.
Uranus.
It was a rock.
It was Uranus.
Yes.
It was a rocket discovering Uranus.
William Herschel.
You remember the rocket discovering Uranus?
I have a very clear memory of that.
What was his name?
And finally, why did we play this?
Or was it actually Rocket? Rodney E. Remember when Rodney E discovered Uranus?
I don't remember that.
Get Minson off.
Get Minson off. Get Ellis on. Get Ellis on. 1, 2, 3 o'clock,
4 o'clock. And finally, why did we play this grab?
Oh, I know. This is not funny.
What's his name?
No, I know. Yeah, it's
John Wayne Gacy. Took 33 lives, and we thought it'd be funny to play a clown horn out of respect for the 33 victims.
Yeah. I remember that.
Not our best.
All right, there you go. The socials. See you Friday morning.
Our best.
Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Shingold Show.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
fast. Loza, first though, what do you got from today?
Not much from me today.
Yeah.
Just one thing though. We dropped the new Bon Jovi song today.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Called
Legendary.
Yeah. But Lee got in touch on the Loz line. He said, morning, Loz. Just heard the new Bon Jovi track, Legendary. Great track. don't mean to be controversial, but it sounds very similar to Jimmy Barnes's track Flesh and Blood.
Are we putting a side by side together here?
We've got them both here.
All right. Well, here's the Bon Jovi one. New song. Legendary.
I haven't listened to them together, so I don't know.
Case in our hand.
Are we going to break or
play G?
All right, let's have a listen to Jimmy.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That is close.
So should we call Jimmy next week? Jimmy, what are you going
to
do?
Let's have a listen to Bon Jovi again.
Here's Bon Jovi.
Jeez.
It is similar, is it?
We always support new music from Bon Jovi.
We always support new music from Bon Jovi.
I don't know why we do, but we do.
Dropped at midnight last night.
If we dropped at midnight last night, you should have told me. I would have got up.
I love it. I really like the song. I really like the song.
Let's hear Jimmy again.
I mean,
we support local rock.
Yeah.
When we've gone, you know, through all close. The songs in all the world, there's going to be crossovers at some stage.
Look, you'd have to be a musician to know whether there's similar chords, similar keys, tempo sounds the same.
And we'll leave that to you. Have a great weekend. We'll leave you with this.
The Marty Shergold Show, Week in Review. This week was full of discoveries. First, we discovered what Mac did for a job.
What do you do for a living, Mac?
I work for Triple Zero.
But some of us were confused about what he did.
On the phones?
Yeah.
It's very important.
Triple Zero.
Well, maybe he works in the offices.
He could be on the email.
Yeah.
He could be riding to places.
To whom am I concerned? I've broken my leg.
Yeah. For a request for an ambulance.
Yeah. Last week, we discovered we'd gone international.
I know that for the Marty Shergold Show, Triple M in Melbourne, we got a bit of a shout out. They're enjoying it.
So this week, we talked European Cricket League with Vinny.
I've seen some crazy standards of cricket in my time, Vinny, and it's pointless to try to not pretend that this is what's going on. Some of the things I've seen in the European Cricket League are astoundingly awful cricket, it has to be said.
Definitely.
Another discovery this week was that some accents should be left alone.
We had a Canadian person stay with us.
Really?
And she came out into the lounge room. She was like, the birds, do they ever shut up?
She would have known.
An accent.
Hey, bro. The Canadian's birds. A very hard accent.
You got to get
do
yourself
they
in
ever
there. Kind of.
Shut up, E.
Yeah, like I said, Canadian's quite hard.
Right? Well, there's no a boot sound in Kookaburra.
And also this week, Marty discovered an old fave.
I've gotten right back into creamy soda.
I love creamy soda.
I went away from it for 20 years.
It's one of my favourites. Are you a brown or a pink creamy soda?
I am not talking like that with you.
No, but that's the thing, because one, either the
brown
is...
You're asking him if he's a brown or a pink, man?
Well, we know the answer to that.
I'll have one brown and two pink. We used to call it the Luger.
Would you have it at a bowling alley?
Now, we're used to Lauren revealing too much.
When I was in the eight, I was a gymnast, obviously. Mm-hmm. And during sexual education, they were talking about, you know, hymen.
No.
And she pointed me out and was like, well, Lauren's will have already broken because she's a gymnast.
Oh, my God. Said that in class in front of everyone.
In class.
Oh, that's
well.
Awesome.
In fairness, she was probably right,
but not because of gymnastics. No,
slow down, mate. Just stop talking. Wow.
But we discovered Max Gorn could top her.
The only cracker I know is Andrew. I was still inside mum and dad.
For the other crackers
in the 80s. So,
What do you mean inside your mum and dad? That's an interesting turn of phrase.
I was going around it inside mum, but I probably wasn't. I was probably still in dad.
You were still in dad. Yeah, don't ever run with inside mum.
That's right. Yeah.
And every day we give you the chance to win 10K.
Ready for it, Paul?
And Paul
yep.
did just that.
So 10 grand. Come on. Here it is.
Baby animals, one word.
Yes!
And we discovered what his home life was like.
Have you got a partner, Paul?
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
His name's Nick and he's a demon in the sack.
Which left Marty pondering.
There's a few things you can hold on to in life, but if you're a demon in the sack,
yeah,
like old school demon,
yep.
You never hear it about men either. No one ever goes, he was a demon in the sack. I want to know what ladies say about men who are good in bed.
I'll tell you off air.
That's not fair.
I could just ring one of them.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shergold Show.
Well done, Mac, and thank you for all of your hard work on the phones.
What are you
thank
doing?
Thank you for yours, Loz.
Like
thank
a you. PSA.
Mac and I are friends.
I don't know if you are. I reckon Mac can't wait to get away from you.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.